Hello, this is Rick with RMRI LLC. Today I want to talk about the process of locating a person. RMRI LLC gets a lot of calls for locating people. One of the first things we do whenever someone wants us to locate someone is run a database report on that person. The database report will tell us a lot of information about that person. The database report will usually tell us things like the person's address history, the person's phone number history, including current phone numbers, the person's criminal record, the person's civil record, relatives and associates, vehicles the person drives. All of this information we can use for locating a person. Sometimes it is as simple as a pretext to a family member to try to get the location of the person, and sometimes it's as difficult as field work to try to locate the person. A good example of field work to try to locate the person is oftentimes we will look at the database reports, but we will also look at CaseNet, which is Missouri's online criminal and civil record system. It's free to the public. And we'll go through that and see if there are any court dates for the person. If there is, we'll go to that court date, observe the person in court, follow them out of court, follow them, hopefully, to their house, and get their address that way. That's an example of field work that we utilize for locating people. RMRI LLC may also pretext a relative to try to get the location of the person. A pretext is basically a lie. Just to be honest, it's a lie. A pretext is telling somebody that you're something you're not or someone you're not in order to glean information from them. Pretexts are used to locate people and to find out information about people. And the court accepts pretexts, just like they accept testimony from an undercover agent that would tell a lie in order to stay in the good graces of the person they're investigating. Most of the time, locating a person is not instantaneous. Most of the time, it takes days to try to find out where a person's at. I want the public to be aware of the time that it takes and how realistic it is to find a person and how it's done. I would like to go back here for a second and explain that I said that the court oftentimes accepts pretexting. Well, oftentimes pretexting is used to gain information about a person, and oftentimes it's used to gain information that's used in court. And the court will oftentimes accept pretexting, just like they accept undercover work from a law enforcement officer. So RMRI LLC charges $150 an hour for the work we do. This is why locating a person can be expensive if they're intentionally trying to live off the grid and away from anybody knowing where they're at. It can take time to locate them. In our cases, our standard rate is $150 an hour. We don't play any games with that. We don't add any expenses to that. $150 an hour is exactly what we charge. So, if we've got 10 hours in on your case, you know that you will owe us $1,500. Of course, though, we get a retainer up front, so we don't go out of pocket on anything. RMRI LLC wants you to have the full, unadulterated version of what we do as private investigators. We want you to understand what we do, and we want you to know why we charge what we do. We hope you, as the public, appreciates what we're doing and what we're letting you know. We hope that you appreciate that there is no sugarcoating on this, like most private investigators will tell you, that you're seeing exactly what we're doing and hearing about exactly what we're doing. RMRI LLC wishes you a good day.